Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good?
I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm a little hype after yesterday.
Yeah, what is good, everybody? It is your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again, joined by the pettiest man alive and Stefan the Don in the building. On today's show, Chicago Bears are said to have the fifth easiest schedule in the NFL. How many wins should we expect from this Bears team realistically? And on top of that, the 49ers taking some calls on Trey Lance? They giving up already? Brock Purdy time, baby. All that and more on today's episode of the Windy City Breeze Sports Talk Daily. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. The date today is 4/19/2023. And I proved all the doubters wrong. It's time to have a good day, boys.
Let's have a day.
Let's have a day.
Hold on to your butts. That's what Sam Jackson said in Jurassic Park. It's the weirdest line ever. I had Jurassic Park on last night, and I was like, did this man say hold on to your butts? This man say hold on to your butts.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That is, yeah.
Hey, bro, I just had to bring that into the show some way. All right. Just to be like, hey, bro, why did this man say hold on to your butts, bro? Like, what's going on with that?
Pat, congratulations, but no thank you.
No. I said yours. I said yours. I didn't say I was going to hold it for you.
Hey, that's the problem. hey.
Hold on to theirs implies something different. That's tough. That's crazy right there. Hey, man, appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. As always, man, y'all out here blowing up all these other channels, man. I need y'all to do me a favor.
Come on. Push the button.
Hit the like button. You got time right now. Might as well do it.
Push the button.
Chris Tucker told you to push the button. What was his name?
Yeah.
Kata. Kata.
You heard what she said.
You heard what Su Young said. Hit that like button, man. Subscribe to the page. We do talk Chicago sports on this channel daily. I've been saying her name the entire time.
He got the name right.
Hey, she was Soon Lee for a minute.
The wrong name for half a season.
She was Soon Lee for a minute, bro.
It got to a point. You saw us start trying to correct him. I was like, he got it.
Yeah, she was Soon Lee for a minute. I'm not going to lie. Hey, appreciate everybody who's in here saying congratulations. I thank you guys. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. As y'all can see, though, my chair... piece still hasn't got here that's gonna fix the chair. I did finally order the piece to fix my chair, but broken chairs. Hey, we upgrading everything, baby. We upgrading everything.
Just stay bootleg.
Just slowly sink.
As I was saying, I just
it keeps you humble.
The sinking chair keeps me humble. If I put the fix on the chair, then I'm too uppity. I'm out of the game now.
Now we don't know.
You got money now.
You need God to just automatically knock you down a peg every couple seconds. You know, it's just
that's what the chair. That's how you do it. Literally, just slowly sinking.
That's one thing. You got bits with me. You talk to Huey. Live on the phone. Got it.
Hey, if I get to that point, we doing well. We're doing well.
All right.
Hey, man. No, I appreciate all the kind words yesterday, man. Yesterday was a crazy day. If you didn't see. The announcement, didn't see the update. I am going to be the host of ESPN's official Chicago Bears podcast. Basically, it's going to be me. It's going to be Lance Briggs. It's going to be
Yurko from Carmen and Yurko, John Yurkovich. We're going to have Courtney Cronin. We're going to have Jason McKee. Tom Thayer will be there. Jeff Joniak will be there. By the way, Jeff Joniak is exactly, he sounds exactly on the radio how he sounds in real life, dog. Like that man, like, I thought he was calling a Bears game yesterday. He was just having a regular conversation with me. Shout out to Jeff Joniak, man. I mean, literally, shut up, Jayla. Jayla's sitting next up ESPN Deportes. wherever they need me, man, be it. You know what I mean? But I appreciate y'all, man. This is, I told a lot of people yesterday, this is validation. We've been doing this a long time. We've been doing this show, what, 5 years? Six years. And this is validation that people are peeping the work, that people are seeing what we're doing, man. And that if you really want to do something, you just got to go after it. You don't got to sit there. Listen, if college is your thing, shout out to you. Go to college. Get your degree. Go be dominant in your field after college. If college ain't for you, that don't mean just give up and go work at Walmart for the rest of your life. Unless you get into Walmart corporate, then you're killing it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's weird, bro. Like the certain jobs, like McDonald's jobs, it's like you become a manager at McDonald's. But like if you get to the other side of manager at McDonald's, like you really is eating out here, bro. Like it's crazy. I don't know why I brought that up, but like that barrier between like the jobs that we view as like, oh, he work at Walmart. Oh, he a manager at McDonald's. And then like you just be like, yeah, but then it gets to the point where it's like, well, now he's the district manager. And that district from like manager of one to the, like, it's crazy, bro. But anyway, appreciate everybody for all the love, all the kind words. Eli in the chat putting on for the 847. So proud of you, brother. Always, man. No go till I die. The Javier lifestyle. Congrats, Pat. Appreciate you, bro. R Mart. Congrats, R Mart and J Mart right after each other. Next up is ESPN. That's actually nice. Funny, J Mart. That's actually funny. I give you that one. What Nate say? Pat gracing us with his presence after his blow up. I don't know about that, bro. Here's the thing. So this is why I did want to bring this to the show today. One, to thank you guys, but also, we are probably going to have some changes to how we do the daily show, how we do, because the timing that I would be here, I have to now be there. But we are still going to have we're still going to post on this channel daily. So that will never stop. We're still going to have shows where we're all together. We're still going to be in this room. You're probably going to see a lot more of P-Kid. You're probably going to see a lot more of Ringo, of AD, of Joel. You will still see a ton of me on this channel. You know what I mean? And, there's going to be, this will never die. That's the main thing. The Windy City Breeze is home, man. This will never die. So appreciate all the love, all the support. We'll let you guys know kind of what the schedule is going to end up looking like moving forward. We kind of got to like throw all that together this week, 'cause next week everything gets started, but appreciate the love. And yes, Don Burr, your jersey will be coming. I haven't forgot about you, my boy.
Should get an autograph for him.
I should autograph it for him now and write Go Bears on it.
Hey, get Lance Briggs to say Go Bears on that
jersey. Oh, no, that'd be hilarious, bro.
Sign it.
But no, nah, man, I still got you, Don Burr. I haven't forgotten our bet. I will say that I definitely haven't bought that mug yet, so I'm gonna get it to you though. I will pay it up. It may not just be in the time frame that I said initially. nah,
it might not be today.
Hey,
it might not be tomorrow.
Nah, real talk. Real talk. Once we get everything, you know, settled away and all of that, man, we gonna get it. But let's get into this Bears topic, man, because we got some serious conversation to have, boys. The Chicago Bears. Based on, so I guess this is a new algorithm that is trying to make it into the market. And it is being put forth by Warren Sapp. make sure I'm saying my man. Or Warren Sharp, I should say. Warren Sapp. Don't worry about that.
I was about to say, no.
Warren Sharp, he's inventing a custom predictive NFL analytic and visualized data at sharpfootballanalysis.com. Also works for NFL on Fox, the Ringer, Sports Grid, right? So this is not just a anybody guy, right? Like, this is not just some guy that's just saying, I want to be a computer guy for football. He actually does have some credentials to his name, and he has predicted with his algorithm the five easiest schedules in the NFL. Now, here's the thing that will go into this. We don't know how these schedules fall. We're just basing this on strength of schedule. The Chicago Bears come into this season with a fourth place schedule. And so you knew it was going to be a little bit easier, but, you know, it depends on how teams fall for wins and loss prediction, all of that stuff, man. Right now, five easiest schedules in the NFL, which means we're probably going to have to hear about Derek Carr hate all season because kid is never going to let this go. The Saints are number one with the easiest schedule in the NFL. So I want us to remember this so that when Derek Carr is cooking, we can be like, yeah, he's got the easiest schedule. He should be cooking.
Yeah. But that downfall, though?
Listen, because the kid going to be like, Justin Fields do too if Justin Fields cook. Yeah, you know I mean? Falcons, number two. Panthers, number three, which should have Bears fans concerned, by the way, because they were a 7-win team last season. They now have the third easiest schedule, and they have better talent. They probably will also have a rookie QB, and they might mess that pick up. Number four is the Colts. Number five is the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, question on the table today. How many wins should the Chicago Bears have heading out of this season just based on what you're seeing on the team already and strength of schedule? Or should we expect the Chicago Bears to have? What is your floor for the Bears this season?
9 wins.
A 9-win season?
We had 6 close games that we lost. We sold our defense. We had no weapons, all of which we are correcting or have corrected. Yeah, I'm expecting those games that we lost, those one-score games, to turn in our favor. So I'm saying 9 wins.
I'll say,
and we have the fifth easiest schedule. 9 wins.
A 6-win improvement is crazy. I guess not really. I have 7. 7's my floor. 7 is my floor. I think that I still don't think, right, because here's the thing. The most important, we have a defense that has some nice names on it, but right now you still don't have your most important piece. Your most important piece in this defense is a 3 technique. Are you going to go get that in the draft? Is that guy going to pan out? Those are questions that you got to ask yourself and figure out quickly, or else Tremaine Edmonds being here for the money he's on isn't going to matter that much. TJ Edwards being here for the money he's on isn't going to matter that much. These rookies you drafted last year, they're not going to matter that much because you're not getting pressure on the quarterback. Defensive lineman last season got 9 sacks in total. The Chicago Bears only had 20. But defensive lineman last season got 9 sacks in total. You want to know who led the Chicago Bears in sacks last season?
Who?
Jaquan Brisker. The dude that's 30 miles back.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he was blitzing. He's playing on the line a lot, different stuff like that. But Jaquan Brisker led the Chicago Bears in sacks with 4.
Nice. Shout out to him.
It is great, but it's also terrible because your defensive line had 9 sacks in total.
And he had 4.
And he had 4 by himself. You know what I mean? So to me, I do think division plays into it. I do think, right, you got 2 games against the division where I think the Bears will.
Play everybody twice, right?
You said what?
We play everybody twice, right?
Play everybody twice. I think I don't know what the Packers are. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, they still haven't traded Aaron Rodgers. No clue what the Packers are.
Bro, the Packers don't know what they're doing.
We're gonna smack the Packers, we're gonna smack Detroit, and we're gonna split with Minnesota.
Hey.
I got it backwards. Because you got a smack in Detroit. Bro. Hey, Detroit to me has taken over as the team that should be at the top of the NFC.
We're
going to
smack the Packers. We're going to smack Minnesota. We split Detroit. Like, it doesn't matter. That's five games.
I do think we'll smack Minnesota. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that Minnesota is going to take a real step back this season. Uh-huh. Because I don't know. Like, I just think that Minnesota this season is going to feel the effects of having a second place, or no, a first place schedule, right? They won. Did they win the division or did the Packers? Yeah.
No, Minnesota won.
They're going to feel the effects of having a first place schedule.
They had what, 11 one score games they won?
Yeah. You're going to feel the effects of having, like, it's going to be very much like the Bears 2018. Like, hey, they were 12-3. Yeah, they played all the third place teams. When you got to play some of them first place teams, it's a lot harder. I think Minnesota this season might go 8-8 or 8-9 or 9-8, somewhere in there. Like, I think Minnesota's going to take a step back. But what I will say is, to me, you still have too many holes for 10 wins. I think you could compete all season.
Let's pull up who we play. I know we don't know who we play. Let's pull up who we play, because I know that's available.
Yeah, we should have the divisions we play available.
I think it's gonna be 7 wins though, because the reason why I said that is because, I mean, I'm with Pat. You still need a 3 technique guy. You know, everybody else on the roster legit would benefit from getting some pressure on the QB. I mean, even when Von Miller went down, I mean, you still had Ed Oliver on the other side of that. You still had some pass rushers. So, I mean, I still think that they need that 3 technique dude, and we don't know, you know, what the offense is going to particularly look like.
Yeah.
Until we get into, like, I want to say probably the first, I'll give it, what, 2-3 weeks of the season?
Yeah.
So, I got him with 7 right now. I got him with 7. I think that's good.
And here's the thing, right? To me, it's
Can I walk it back?
Can I walk it back?
Wait. What you said?
Here's the thing to me.
Because I looked at who we got to play, who our future opponents are. I don't know when we play them. I just know.
Right. It's all about when it falls. But, yeah, we got, of course, Detroit. We got the Packers twice. We got the Vikings twice. We got Atlanta. We play the Panthers. We play Denver, who was terrible last season, but I think they will take a large step forward this year. We got the Raiders.
I think we can beat the Raiders.
We're
beat the Cardinals because there's a fire sale going on over there.
Well, and they have no idea what's going on at the quarterback position because Kyler Murray's still out. Depends on when we play them, though. And that is at home. So if we get them in the winter, that is in our favor if we have a winter.
You play the Chiefs, the Chargers, Saints, Bucks, Commanders, and then we end the, well, we're, again, not knowing when, the Browns.
Hey, bro, you sure this is the fifth easiest schedule?
Hey, man, this don't look like the fifth easiest schedule, my dude. What is it? Like, hey, well, there's a lot of good teams on there.
Here's the thing, though, right? The teams that you have no idea about, right? Like, let's give our guaranteed losses, right?
Kansas City.
No, for sure. Guaranteed.
The Browns?
I don't know if that's guaranteed. I don't know. Deshaun's amazing. I don't know if that's guaranteed, though, because the Browns got guys over there that's just like, we don't really want to be here.
No, he restructured his contract and they signed some people.
Hey, he restructured. That don't mean they want to be there. He restructured his contract, but I don't know if the Browns is a guaranteed loss. I think that it's going to be a tough game, but I don't know if it's a guaranteed. Hey, Kit, who's he throwing to?
They working all that out, baby.
Amari Cooper,
Mr. Drops.
It's Deshaun Watson, baby.
Yeah, he got to get the ball to somebody.
Guess what? He's going to make me look like Mark.
Hey, he got to get the ball to somebody. You see what Ringo just said? Yeah. He said, Amari Cooper.
I'm not lying. I don't know.
Hey, Pat, I don't know. Either, but you know
I'm
what I do
I'm not trying to be funny.
The receiver is supposed to make the quarterback look good. nah, not with Deshaun Watson. He's gonna do 99% of the work.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. But to me, right, like I don't see, like, when you're talking about guarantee, even okay, throw the Browns in there. The Chargers. Is the Chargers guaranteed loss? Chargers a choke artist.
Nah, especially because, I mean, Austin Eckler is still looking for a new team. Keenan Allen, I guess he don't want to be there. I mean, you got Mike Williams.
If they get rid of Keenan Allen, I can see that being an L for us.
They might lose two pieces,
and this is what we're going to
smack Tampa for sure.
Guys, even it's three. We have three guaranteed losses. Now, you'll probably lose one in the division. I always say you'll probably lose one to the Detroit. I think that we'll probably lose one to Minnesota, maybe. That's five losses that I think that are guaranteed to me. Everything else is up in the air because of the 50-50 things that we're talking about. Now, I still have the Bears, to me, as a seven-win floor, but that doesn't mean that you can't get a couple of games to go your way. Like, I can see why people would say this is the fifth easiest schedule in the division, because to me, or in the NFL, because to me, when you're talking about guarantee, like, losses, I 110% expect the Bears to get. We're talking about five to maybe six. Outside of that, everything else is a 50-50 toss-up. And when we did, we recorded the first trailer to the podcast. Because you have to put the podcast in for, you got to have record like a trailer for the RSS feed to start. I forgot about that. Like, we ain't started a podcast in years out here. Like, we just been dropping stuff. But realistically, right, when you're talking about a team that over the last five seasons, at the first half of the season, even with how bad we've been, has been 3-3, 3-4 in the first quarter, finishing out the first two quarters of the season. That means you're in the hunt. That means you're right there. And that is with some of the worst Bears teams that we've had. So to me, right, I look at this as a, with the fifth easiest schedule, some of those games that were losses last season, 50-50 balls. I think you get some of those this year. That could get you to eight wins. That could get you to nine wins. That could get you to 10 wins. But I do have, to me, that I expect seven wins this season. Like, I expect the Bears to be at seven wins this season.
Yeah, they should be able to get seven wins. Like, and like I said, they don't. The issue is they have really great ball hawk guys. They have phenomenal. They're phenomenal ball hawk guys that know where to be. So they'll be able to get some picks. They just need some pressure.
Yeah. That's the main thing. They gotta find a way to get pressure on these quarterbacks. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, and they asked us this yesterday. What position do we think the Bears need to attack most? You threw money away this season if you don't get somebody that's a three technique or that can develop into one. Free agency is basically, like, you're going to see some people cut, right? You might get a guy that plays the three technique, or like we have, I think DeMarcus Walker technically is a three technique. But, like, you wasted money this season signing Tremaine Edmonds if you don't go get a three technique. Because he's not going to be able to do what he was able to do.
Yeah,
it's the most important piece of his defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because realistically, if you look at it, right, let's just talk about the two linebackers that you got in the middle. Both of the teams they came from had elite or at least
elite
good
defensive line,
D-line pressure. So they was able to fly to the ball with ease. So it's like you can't do that, especially if you don't got somebody coming up the middle. I told Pat just the other day before you got there on Friday. The thing that scares me, I like Jalen Carter. I mess with Jalen Carter. The thing that scares me about Jalen Carter, that was already an NFL-ready defense. Yeah. Is he good because, like, he's just that guy, or you were good because you had everybody else around you and they really couldn't double you like that? Because the two national championship games he played in, you legit heard nothing. He didn't do anything.
But see, that's, to me, I look at that completely different, right? To me, mm-hmm. I look at that as you
have... And we can have a difference of opinion. Maybe
no, facts. But here's the thing, right? And we talked about this. Aaron Donald. How many games realistically do we talk about with Aaron Donald where we say, hey, man, you didn't perform well. Mm-hmm. You didn't have an impact on the game at all, right?
That's like, really just not true because they have the scheme and plan for him so much. They put so much attention on him that it frees up someone else. So
that's what it is. Everybody was surprised, God, well, Leonard Floyd's a world beater now. By the way, I do want to acknowledge this. Shout out to Tana for the super chat, man. I was trying to get it so it pops up on the screen, but it's tweaking right now. Shout out to Tana for the super chat, man. Said, what up, fellas? How much for y'all autograph? Chill, Tana. Hey, you can see us at a regular bar and we still going to drink with you. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Actually, I prefer it. But to me, right, like when I'm looking at a player's impact, y'all see Jalen Carter in two games not making an impact because he didn't get any sacks. I see Jalen Carter in two games getting double teamed the entire time, which means somebody else should be doing a good job. By the way, they did. Georgia won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar to basketball. That's the one thing I have to relate it to basketball for it to make sense to me. Like the moment you see KD only have 18 points, but Chris Paul has 30, you know he got doubled. So like he got doubled that game, right? So like, but it just makes sense. I'll say this: the one thing about this schedule that I like is we get to see Justin Fields against some of the best QBs. We didn't see him against Deshaun Watson. Not that we didn't play him, but he wasn't available, I don't believe. We get to see him against Patrick Holmes. We get to see him against Justin Herbert. We get to see him, obviously, we Kyler Murray. I don't know if Kyler Murray's even going to be there.
No, he's not. He's
well,
not
it depends on his, and that's hurt, that's the real part, right? Like, we don't know when in the season we playing.
Yeah. But the fact that we get to see those matchups now, we get to see, like, I'm excited for that. Like, that part is, you know, win or lose, you know, we get to see our guy go head to head with, you know, elite talent and elite young talent. And it's like, I'm anxious for that. Like, you know, you got to think about it. We play the Panthers. Let's say they do get Bryce Young or CJ Stroud, whoever, right?
It's going to be Bryce.
Like, let's just say they do. We get to now see that head up, right? We get to see, all right, this is, we traded away the pick. This is the guy that they got. You know, now we get to face that narrative head on. Was it a mistake? You know, you get to see that, right? Now, situations are obviously different. Team construction is different. But, I mean, from the narrative side and stuff like that, it makes for good press. So, it makes for good content. Yeah. So, like, I'm excited for that, man. That's the one thing I looked at the schedule. I was like, oh, yeah. I'm tuning into that Panthers game. I'm glued to the TV.
Well, listen, there's only 17 football games. We glued to all of them. listen, the Bears were 3-10 last season, and we sitting there like we actually was going to do something. Like, here we go. All right, let's watch it. Oh, God. It's good, but it's bad. But it's so good, but God, it's bad. Yeah, I mean, hey.
Now, hey, I know that you all spoke about this on the presser and then things of that nature. And again, congrats. I don't think you all realize how proud we really are of Pat to be doing, like, the conversations behind the scene, man. It's crazy. So
appreciate it.
Like I said, he cried in the car. I heard you all talking.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I want that emotional moment, and I realize I'm just not capable of it. I feel like this is a moment to cry. I ain't got it. Let's just keep it going.
the dude off of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. The police officer, that's Pat.
that's Pat. Hey, no, it's gonna hit him.
You're not
gonna
cry. Get back in there, dude.
On air, introducing the podcast, it's gonna hit him much. But no, with that being said, I heard that you all were kind of touched on trading back, or like Fringe touched on that. Right?
Yeah.
It was somewhere in the room. Talk about that, man. Talk about, you know, what you, and you don't have to put any specific names to it, but like, talk about what the vibe was in regards to trading back from the number 9 pick and stuff like that. Cause I know that that's been a hot topic there.
I don't think it's so predicated on Carter being there. That's what it seems to have come to. Carmen was talking about that he didn't hear that initially. He was hearing that it was just pick swaps, basically Bears getting a little bit more draft capital, basically, for the ninth pick. But it seems like now the latest reports are that it's predicated on Jalen Carter being there. I've told y'all this many a time. I've seen a couple of mock drafts where he's fallen, but Jalen Carter ain't going to be there at nine.
He's not going
to
be
Nobody cares. I know it sounds insensitive to all the people that don't like that care, right? Remember Laramie Tunsil smoked weed through a mask and, oh my God, it's so terrible. How can we trust it? He was the best left tackle in football. Shut up. Nobody cares about what you do off the field as long as you get your stuff together when you get in the league and perform on the field.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a better way to say that. I hope you
don't. There's not.
No,
there's
it's not. It's not.
It's honest. It's honest. It's not me.
I'm trying to make sure my man don't f up the bag pool.
Listen, don't say that part. It's not me being insensitive. It's not me being. Listen, I understand the severity of the situation with what Jalen Carter is in, but the NFL is telling you nobody cares. You want to know what conversations aren't happening? Jalen Carter being taken at 15th. Jalen Carter being taken in the second round. Jalen Carter dropping to the fifth round. Because no one's having these conversations. If he got past 10, the 11th team would take him immediately.
That's Philly. We don't want that.
That's a fact.
But that's what I'm saying. The NFL does not care. It's not just the NFL. I need y'all to understand this. Miles Bridges, I had to make sure I got the right one, is going to play in the NBA next year.
I give you one better.
He's
Mikey's
going to be on an NBA team next season.
Wild.
Mikey's going to play.
Mikey who?
Mikey Williams.
Why am I drawing a blank? What's Mikey Williams?
Mikey Williams is supposed to be arguable. Well,
oh, no. You're talking about... He might be done. Nah, he might be done. He not that good. He's great. He's a really good player. He not that good. He was one of those players that absolutely was going to make the league, but he was going to be a guy.
I had the
opportunity to be the guy if he went to a team that didn't have enough. But he's not going. Nah, he's done. Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, he effed his whole life up. He's an idiot because he effed up the bag that he already had. He signed the NIL deal for what, $3.5 million?
Yeah, that was like, I think that was second to Bronny because I think Bronny's getting 7 M's.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, Bronny got 7 M's on the NBA, you did. He got nepotism at his finest, baby. He got an NBA playoff commercial.
I'm going to cash in now.
He's done. he's one of those players that his game is solid, but the highlights look better than he actually is.
Oh, he looks like Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, he can score,
Donovan Mitchell had game the entire way.
He don't look like this version of Donovan Mitchell. He looked like Donovan Mitchell like 4 years ago.
Hey, even in college, Donovan Mitchell had game. Even in high school, Donovan Mitchell had game. Like, he was more than just the highlights. Like, Donovan Mitchell was out there putting up 60 people. Gary said, kid, he can't pull an Aaron Hernandez.
Hey, ain't nobody get hurt. Ain't nobody get hurt.
What you mean? He got charged on assault and battery with a deadly weapon. Five counts.
First of all, here's the report. Someone that fits his description. Dog, we all fit his description.
Hey, listen.
Half the people at that party fit his description. So somebody's that's not fit. No one got hurt.
Somebody clearly got hurt. Assault and battery means somebody was beat with a deadly weapon. Like, what are we talking about here?
Hey, where's the victim?
Somebody got pistol whipped is what is being talked about.
They said shots were fired at a car.
Okay.
Hey, right. Listen, I'm not finna sit here and play internet lawyer. I frankly don't care. I'm just saying he gonna play.
I would be surprised, but unless they can find something to say it wasn't him. Like, if that's the case, then shout out to him. But
I had a man robbing a deal.
I mean, you cannot think it was. That don't mean it wasn't.
No, dog. I'm not saying I don't think, again, I don't care. I'm just saying you got to prove it was him, not just that it wasn't.
Well, that's facts. We got to get some proof out here. But, I mean.
Hey, all that being said, you're right. The NFL.
Hopefully this ain't a Jalen Carter situation where it's like, hey, Mikey, get up out of here, bro. Put the pistol down. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on, wait a minute. Stop yelling my name.
Hey, but you're right. I don't think Jalen Carter is going to be there past 9. If we get him at 9, great. I still think, and this is kind of some of the things that was spoken of, you know, you got to fix the trenches one way or the other, whether it's defense or offense. I do believe that.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So if he's there, great. If not, I think we still take Paris.
I think that's the interesting part with all of this, right? Like,
he just want to take Paris so he can have his claim to fame.
No, I really like his take.
Nah, he got a good game.
He got it, bro.
Paris got good, especially on that right side too. Paris got good.
I'm just joking with you.
Hey, when I look at him versus, it's a lot of tackles in this draft again, because I have to look at it. I'm like, man, I got to have an intelligent take for this draft. It's a lot of good tackles.
But here's the thing, right?
He stand out.
Let's be real.
It's the motor, bro.
If the Bears take Paris Johnson, are you mad?
No.
If the Bears take Kalijah Kancey, are you mad?
Is Paris Johnson available?
If Paris Johnson is available.
Yeah.
Kalijah Kancey plays literally the key piece of your defense that you need.
I get it, but
I'm gonna be honest with you. Y'all need to understand it. The defense don't work without that piece.
No, I get you, but I want my QB upright, so I want the guy on the other side.
No.
I'm just biased that way. That's all it is.
I hear you on that, and I'm with you on that. But also, we not standing back there with Tom Brady.
Hey, Pat.
QB can move.
I told you, baby. I told you exactly what. This is why you can't never have me on that show. F them picks on that defensive side. If you ain't offense, keeping his man upright, I don't want to see it.
That's okay. It just means the team ain't gonna work. You can believe that. It's just the team ain't gonna work. Your team's just not gonna work.
I want KC to roll it that was a home schedule, right? I want KC to roll it to Chicago, and I want that bad boy to say 42-47. I don't care who win.
Yeah,
I just want 42-47.
But this the same. The Bears put up them numbers last season.
Hey, dog, we didn't get 42-47.
No, yeah, y'all did.
We had games where legit, what we have, 5-6 in a row where we scored above 30?
Yeah. Y'all had one on the Cowboys. We all went to Dallas. Yeah,
man, we could have been more competitive. We got clapped in that game, but we definitely could have been more competitive if Musty threw that step clean over Justin Head.
We got spanked. Like, that's I said competitive.
Nah, that was competitive. That was competitive all till that fumble. Once they got two scores ahead, they stayed two scores ahead. But that one was a shootout.
Yeah,
I'm always gonna go.
But
for
I think here's the thing. If you pick a piece for me anyway, if you pick a piece on the defensive end, that's Kalijah Kancey. That is, I don't know about Tyree Wilson. I like Tyree Wilson, but you need your middle. You need your middle to me. If you go after any of those pieces, right? Like realistically, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care if it's the offensive, defensive, whatever. If you're picking in the trenches, because here's the thing. We got 9, and then we pick right again at what's our next pick? 50-something?
I think it's 53.
53?
We got second rounders.
It's a gap, but we got 2 second rounders. We got 2 third rounders, right? Like, we got picks. We're going to be able to select on both sides of this ball. Kid is Mark Trestman, kind of. And that Bears defense never looked worse.
Hey, listen.
I'm okay if we pick on either side of the ball, because to me, I think that you need fixed, both sides of the trenches need fixing. The Bears' first three picks shouldn't be weapons.
Let me ask you this, and this is now me being serious, right? So you have our floor as seven games.
Seven wins.
Four extra games than we won last season. Realistically, if that's our floor and that's the expectation, like I've never seen anyone say we're going to make a deep playoff run or we're making, I didn't see any of that. I saw people say we're going to be significantly better than we were last season, but we still have a lot to improve. Mm-hmm. But we have to ultimately do the one thing that it's the whole reason we're even talking about number nine, because we traded this pick. Developing Justin Fields. Nothing tells me that you're all in on developing Justin Fields and making sure that the offensive line and everything to keep him upright is solidified. So if the best talent available is offensive tackle, you need to make that move. Unless it's Jalen Carter. I have to give him that.
I'm fine with that. That I
because
agree
with. At this point.
At nine, you got to go best talent available.
It looks real bad, and it will look real bad if we roll into the Panthers and that young QB looks better than ours. It's gonna look real bad for a variety of reasons. It could be their defense is cooking that day, right? Don't have to necessarily be that Bryce, whoever it is just greater, but optically it's gonna look real bad. And we know how Chicago is. Chicago is a very finicky city. I don't care, been here my whole life, I know my city, we finicky. Let's say it's Bryce Young. I'm not saying it is, but hypothetically, let's say Bryce Young rolls out and that man gets two clean drives. It could simply be that they just made our defense was just like lackluster that day. Don't mean he all that great. People are going to sit there and say, we probably shouldn't have traded that pick.
Hey, here's the thing, though. It depends on when we play the Panthers, and it depends on how Justin has looked all season. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do know about Chicago, if Justin comes out, gives you 3,500 yards, if he gives you that Mitch rookie year but actually looks like a good quarterback while doing it, or not rookie year, was that second year, third year, whatever it was for Mitch,
okay.
At 24 and 10 with 3,300 yards. Hey, listen. A down game versus the Panthers ain't going to shake Bears' faith at that point. They're going to be riding for that, man. Hey, bro, listen. We so thirsty for
–
for a quarterback, it won't matter. Like, of course, there's always going to be people – like, there's people right now after last season that's like, Justin Fields can't play quarterback. And it's like, that's dumb. Like, he looked like the best player on the field multiple times.
You know, that's the only thing. My only actual, like, if anyone asks, kid, why do you keep saying, like, in jest, why do I say some of the stuff? Is only because we have the real problem we're going to have if we're not going to be a playoff team. And we're all resigned to the fact that we may not make the playoffs, but we're going to be better. Is how did Justin look? And I know Poser said we have to develop the entire team. That's true. But if you don't develop that piece right there, I don't care what you did on the defensive end.
Well, I will say this, though. Here's the part that Muzz don't realize. And I think Mitch, bringing up Mitch again, I know it's a Band-Aid, rip it off, is the perfect example of this. Defense helps offense.
Absolutely.
Josh Allen looked amazing. Because he was starting at the 30. he's on the right side of the football, starting at the 30. See, we see the big throws. We see the getting downfield. We see the deep balls, all of that stuff. That amazing. What we don't see is all the little touchdowns that Josh Allen gets where he's just, hey, I'm in here. Boom, let's make this pass. Boom, let's make this pass. And it's a 15-yard play because – they didn't turn the ball over and got it to the 50-yard line. Or they didn't turn the ball over and got you the ball back. Right? Like, your defense helps your offense. That Bears defense for Mitchell Trubisky helped him that season. The reason Mitch started looking worse and worse and worse is because things got harder and harder and harder.
He had to throw the ball down.
Because he actually had to start. Like, Mitch didn't have to play quarterback, right? Remember, they were like, we're going to make him start playing quarterback. He didn't have to play quarterback as much that first year because I could just be an athlete. Like, I'm at the 30. Set hut. Oh, snap. Roll out. Run this mug.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though. Like, I agree with what you're saying. Right, and that's what a good defense would do if you don't have a QB who you're trying to develop or who has that skill set. Right, Josh Allen, favorable position, but Josh Allen can throw that peel. In fact, he throws the peel too much at times, he forces that thing a lot of times. Right,
fact.
We don't worry about him throwing it down the field, but he also has opportunity and it's developed and it's a developing part of his game. And it is a developed part of his game.
Yeah,
we don't have that confidence in Justin yet. We know he can do it. We haven't seen it executed on the on the NFL field as much as everything else. We know he's a good playmaker for himself and sometimes others, but we haven't seen that part of the game develop. So, right. Yeah, having a good defense would help him, but we're still talking about, like, for me, what I'm talking about is optically you have to start looking at making sure that guy is there, because this is all about why do we trade the number one pick?
Oh, 100%.
Like, no matter what our defense looks like, the same thing you just said, that's the blessing and the curse. If we sit there and we win 7 games, but we did it because of our defense and not because Justin has taken this leap and we haven't put people to take this leap, we're still going to sit there and question why we traded the number one pick. Well, especially if the other people
I mean,
better. That's going to be the real narrative. It's going to be a real genuine question, too.
Go ahead, Ringo.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I hear what you're saying on that, but, like, I mean, we just talked about it yesterday. Like, Pose has done everything that he's, like, supposed to been doing to get Justin help. So, it's like, I truly believe that he's going to, he'll take the leap. Yeah, he froze it. He'll take the leap. How much of a leap? That's yet to be seen, but he's put Justin in position to be, position to be successful.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side to that, like, am I with you when you say, like, the optics of it or look bad if he isn't if he doesn't fully develop the way that we think he can, or he doesn't get the proper help? Yeah. So in that aspect, especially with what I've been saying about him taking, because it's kind of crazy to be talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen was number one in QB hits. Justin was number two. If they get the offensive line help, and then he sits there, and then
you know why Josh is number one in QB hits though.
I know. Yeah. Bro,
that man holds that ball, and he be ready for them joints.
Josh be punching people as they come in the backfield, bro.
I would say that they need it, but Justin will definitely take the lead.
And we got to do that. Let's get an ad read in here real quick, because we should have done it like 20 minutes ago. We got to get better on timing with that. We got to pay some bills real quick. Then I do want to get into Trey Lance, man. I feel like we have some great conversation today. Trey Lance might get traded. What's going on with that, boys? Trey Lance might actually get traded out here. But first, do got to tell you guys about Goat Code. If you're looking for high-quality merch to wear while you're watching the Bears or the Bulls, look no further than Goat Coats. They got you covered. They provide a stylish look that keeps things simple for going out to eat before and or after the game. I mean, listen, it literally is a black bomber jacket. You can wear it with anything, but the best part is you can show your sports fandom on the inside. Every jacket is lined with a legit, real jersey, and the best part is you can get any player, any team, any name, whatever you want on the jersey. You just got to go over to goatcoats.com, and the best part is for a limited time, you can use the promo code WindyCity to receive 5% off of your purchase of a single item, or WindyCity2 to save 15% on any item or of two items or more with the promo code WindyCity2. Don't wait. Visit GoatCoats.com today to discover why we here at The Breeze believe this is Chicago merch for Chicago fans. All right, boys.
My last part before Trey Lance.
Go ahead.
You want to know why it's important, too? Because if Justin is top 5 in QB hits again, we're going to be sitting there wondering, like, we could get 30 sacks on 30 sacks, but if he gets touched 45 times, we're going to be like, hey, listen, you know that guy we should have drafted instead of picking up those sacks? We probably should have did that so we didn't hit the ground 45 times. But hey, that's just my thought process.
I mean, I think you also have to talk about, yes, Pop, you can't get Wally Chambers. He keep pushing his Wally Chambers, Joe. Yes, you can go get Wally Chambers. If you can find a Wally Chambers jersey, shout out to you. It's my dad in the chat.
I know. What's up, Pops?
I think that, and of, I think it kind of goes into what Trey Lance even has going on, right? And this is why it's interesting that they're trying to trade Trey Lance. They've built up this team around him so much that it's okay. You don't know what Trey is. Ooh. The 49ers.
They built the team around who so much?
Around whoever's the quarterback position. Jimmy G, Trey Lance, Brock Purdy.
I think they built a good system and they acquired the right pieces so that you can have a plug and play QB as long as he's a little above average. I think that's just what happened.
Absolutely. But the thing is, they also have a top defense. They also have a top defensive line. They also have some great DBs on that team. They also have good wide receivers on that team. They also have good running game on that team, right? Like, there's so many things that go into Justin being successful, I think, right? Like, and you think about it, right? Like, for Brock Purdy, it's probably easier to attack a defense that's always on the field.
Hey.
I need a top defense to keep the other defense on the field. You know what I mean? So he got the weapon. I just think that there's so much that goes into Justin Fields being successful, not just the offensive line being good. Now, I think, listen, if you to me, I'm happy either way. As long as you don't pick some obscure name. Like, don't give me nothing from Kansas City State. Don't paste this thing.
Bro.
Don't paste this
don't
thing.
Don't get you early.
You know what I mean?
You do your finesse your stuff later in a draft. But like early on with these high picks that we got, don't pick this dude that we gonna be like, who? Like, I don't have me on this draft day looking stupid, bro. Cause I'm gonna be real upset. Well, I'm gonna eventually run into it.
Hey, listen, that depends on your preparation, because I don't know how many offensive linemen you've broken down. I feel like you got through Paris and Skaronski, as you was like, it better be one of them too.
Last year. After the first two rounds, we was like, who?
There was
like,
no draft breakdown on Velus Jones in the slightest done on this channel, bro. Like, we was just looking at that man like,
huh?
Hey, and we proved right. Shout out to y'all that's holding out hope for Velus, man. He gonna make this step. He gonna make this leap. Cut him. So, boys, Trey Lance, the 49ers are taking calls on Trey Lance.
Cut him.
Got about 5 minutes left to go. Want to get your quick thoughts on Trey Lance. What do you think the 49ers should do in this situation?
Cut him.
Trade him. I'm not.
What's the value
gonna...
on Trey, though? That's my question. Like, a quarterback who clearly shouldn't have been taken above other quarterbacks in this draft. Who has shown you nothing situation. And then got hurt in year two.
I think it's an unfortunate situation.
I'll tell you what.
And got that rookie contract guaranteed.
Hey, the Packers better figure it out. The Packers better figure it out. That's not a bad name.
Because I'm going to be honest with you.
They don't like Jordan Love.
They don't like Jordan Love. I keep telling us this, bro. I'm like, they don't believe in Jordan Love. They do not believe in Jordan Love, bro. Because if they believed in Jordan Love, Aaron would have been traded.
Bro. I'm saying that, and they sitting up there talking about.
And
like,
you want to know how?
No, they want too much for him,
bro.
You know what, bro?
Listen, they already paid him. He under contract with them.
No. The Packers are asking too much from the Jets for him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Listen, they gonna end up having to just give up and take whatever the Jets give because Aaron don't want to be there.
That's all it is.
But listen, you got to try and get the most you can. But here's the thing: I'm saying last season they would have traded Aaron Rodgers. Remember, we was in this same thing last year.
It's Aaron Rodgers though, bro.
Nah, bro. Listen, it was Brett Favre. Brett Favre left and won an MVP.
Yeah.
But you want to know what they said? Hey, we got this kid. This man got it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, if they believed in Jordan Love in the slightest, Aaron would have been traded last season. He might have been traded two seasons. Realistically, if they believed in Jordan Love in the slightest, he probably would have been traded 2 years after he was drafted.
Yeah.
Because you'd have been like, we want to go with the guy that we don't have to give the $100 million contract to. Or the $200 million contract. Aaron getting a bag out here. But
as it relates to Trey Lance, though, I mean, I think Brock Purdy came in. He showed them, like, you can't go back to him now. Like, you can't move on from Brock Purdy at this particular point. He won that job.
But is he?
You got. You have to stick with him.
You got to ask yourself: is he the higher ceiling? That's the real question.
I mean, the thing about it,
like, here's the thing. Even if you think Justin Fields ain't the guy, Justin Fields is better than Trey Lance. And at a minimum, healthier.
Do we know that?
Hey, at a minimum, healthier.
Steph, I'm with you. We don't know that. We don't know that.
He's played a minimum for
even in that rain game, I'm on tape saying exactly. Trey Lance pocket presence looked a lot better, but now he had a better line. But I'm just saying, like, he looked better.
I mean, he
just got hurt. I can't say that.
We don't know.
He didn't get hurt in that game.
No, he got.
He got hurt 2 weeks after.
He broke his ankle.
Broke his ankle two weeks after.
It was like the next week, dog.
Yeah, it was like the next week.
The very next week, he broke his ankle.
I don't matter. He played
horrible. Hey, horrible injury.
He played that game. How about this?
Like, I know we're saying this in jest and like we're joking about it, but like I really do like have a. I feel for that kid, man. Like that's a tough start to a career.
That's a crazy
situation.
It's a tough start to a career.
So I'm praying for him regardless because he gets to live his dream and then all of a sudden like be right on the cusp of like really trying to like step into it. Imagine getting injured or something happening. And you just don't get to fulfill like, you know, the role that you just acquired. That'd be so tough, man. It's like the biggest what if. I hope he's okay mentally. Like mentally, I hope he's okay because if he gets traded, what does that do to his confidence? Like that's what I'm thinking because I think he's a good kid. Like I don't have anything against him. But situation just didn't unfold the way it is. He can't go backwards now.
It didn't. But I see. Here's the thing, though. If you believe right, like if you have that thought. Right, like say Justin Fields is your baseline, and you think Trey is better than Justin. You can't keep Brock Purdy.
Why not?
Because you took Trey fourth overall, and you think that
third
overall. I'm sorry, yeah. Third. And you think that he's the second best quarterback in that draft behind Trevor Lawrence? I'm assuming everybody's got Trevor one right now.
Yeah.
So you think he's the second best quarterback in that draft behind Trevor Lawrence, and you gonna move on from him?
That's wild.
Like that means that he's gonna go somewhere else and cook. And while you may still be winning, right? It might not hurt you, whatever it is. Brock Purdy, is he gonna have this? Right, like I think Purdy came in with the perfect collection of situation. And Purdy, I believe, is coming off of injury as well, right?
Well, he may not start the season.
They said his rehab is going smooth.
Well, he ain't got no choice. You got to start one of them. They both coming off injury.
but that's what Ian said in his report though. He said the rehab is going smooth, so like all signs point to like he'll be ready for the season, which is primarily why they're taking the calls.
I think this NFL, while you do need a QB and it's good to have those star players, this last season also showed that there's some people who may be sitting on that bench just literally waiting for that opportunity. And, you know, we got to think the GOAT came off the bench.
Yeah, like, it don't happen that often.
It don't happen. It don't happen. I'm not saying it happened all the time. but let's be real. Hey,
from a city of backups, it don't happen that often.
Taylor Heineke came in and like,
but it's a ceiling with Taylor though.
That's what I'm saying. There's a ceiling with certain guys like that. Like not to say like Taylor Heineke.
Taylor's a good story.
Y'all know who my dude is that I always want to see succeed is Gardner Minshew. I know there's a ceiling with Gardner. But I think if you gave Gardner a team and he got a chance to like literally have his team and keep going.
That's my thing though. Like I'm not disagreeing with you, but why are the ceilings there? I think the ceilings are imposed because people don't want to take the chance to build around certain players, but because other players came in with a bigger name, they're willing to build around that. Like to me, Lamar Jackson has a ceiling.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, he has a ceiling.
Yeah, I hate
but
you.
But
I
even in, even in that situation, right? Lamar Jackson in San Francisco is a much better quarterback.
Because Lamar Jackson in San Francisco is a much better quarterback because of the system.
Of course it is. That's what you're supposed to do. Your job is an organization.
System.
Your job as an organization is to build a system that insulates you being successful no matter who's in that position. That's why the Patriots were successful for so long. Jimmy G came in and won. And then Jacoby Brissett came in and won. Right? Like the system insulates you. I got offensive linemen in place that are gonna keep you upright. I got a defense that's gonna get you the ball as many times. That's the goal. Like, we shouldn't be.
Jacoby Brissett is a good example. Like, he actually played well in Cleveland. But they were building that system for Deshaun Watson. They were building it for Deshaun Watson.
By the time Deshaun got back,
they were trash.
Like, I mean, and
they were already.
He started off the season well. He didn't finish well. They were like 4-9 by the time. Or how many games was Deshaun? He was out 10 games, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like 4-6 or something like that.
We knew they were going to be a dumpster fire, but it's like, hey, when you look at it, I'm just saying they're a dumpster fire. There's some people who, like, if you gave them the same type of investment as you would, let's say, I'd use Jalen Hurts for example. He made that leap, work ethic, all that. I give you that, right? But he had a ceiling before those investments were made. Tua, to me, had a ceiling before they got him two of the fastest and best receivers. Like, those are investments that were made around people.
That's what you're supposed to do. Nah.
And I think it's a lot of people who don't get that opportunity.
It's crazy to me that we praise the 49ers for building a football team how you're supposed to. Like, they did. It's good to see, but it's like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, your system should be what wins you football games.
Hey, shout out to my man Mike in the chat, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you, Mike. When we talk about the greatest coach, right? Like, we talk about Andy Reid's system. Andy Reid went from Alex Smith to Pat Mahomes and nothing changed.
Pat says nothing
changed. That's why it was easy for me.
Hey, this man went from McNabb to Vic to Alex. And now you play with Patrick.
I mean, Andy Reid's is in my top three coaches
Andy Reid's, absolutely. I have to go through a list, but he's probably a top five coach all time.
Hey, man, this is a good show, fellas. This is our flu.
Hey, man, always does, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page if you have not done so. This will be up on all podcast platforms, so make sure that you're listening in on that. Again, thank everybody for showing love to the channel. What happened?
How come we did talk about Allen Robinson getting traded?
Bro, because his knees are gone.
But just wanted to put that out there, because he's a what? A guy. Thank you.
This is Allen Robinson 3 years later. Like, it's Allen Robinson 3 years later.
I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen.
Just 1,000 yards.
A lot of 1,000-yard season with trash quarterbacks.
Easy to be 1,000-yard when you're the only target.
It's not. It's not. Like, I don't understand why you keep saying that.
I'm just talking about that.
Kevin Love had a Wilt Chamberlain
season, and nobody talked about it. He's the only guy.
Kevin Love lost that weight, and his whole game changed.
It was different.
His whole game changed. That mess was weird. But hey, man, we appreciate you guys for showing love. Again, I thank all the love yesterday that came in, all the love that continues to come in, man. We're going to put a heck of a show on for the Bears, the Chicago Bears podcast. But we also going to be here putting a heck of a show on for the Windy City Breeze. As always, man, it's your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again, joined by the pettiest man alive, Mr. P-Kid, and the man, the myth, the legend, Stephon Adon. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Peace.
The best show for Chicago sports.
And we are off.
Hey, send me that track.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.